Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 15th of November. China's retail sales data for October was somewhat stronger than had been expected. This reflects, in part, the earlier start of the Singles Shopping Festival. China has long encouraged single people to consume conspicuously. Industrial production data was more stable than strong. The details were mixed. Sectors focused towards exports did do somewhat better. This might be anticipation of trade tensions, ship now, pay later. However, it does seem rather soon for that to be showing up in the data. Some of what is classified as export sales are actually domestic sales in China, so the retail sales data may have contributed. It does seem as if China's officials are working hard to try and report growth figures consistent with the official 5% target. Japan's third quarter GDP data saw weaker export contributions to growth, and the industrial production data also remained pretty anemic there. Domestic consumer spending was somewhat better, however. Recent wage growth has been reasonable, and that has helped with consumer spending over the last two quarters after a fairly prolonged negative period before that. The Festival of Industrial Production data has not yet concluded. There's an awful lot of data for an economic area that is of dwindling importance, economically speaking. In the United Kingdom, industrial production in October fell more than had been anticipated, led by weaker manufacturing. Third quarter GDP was basically in line with expectations, with stronger consumption and stronger investment, but weaker exports. It seems everyone has slowing export and production data at the moment, except for the reported Chinese data. US industrial production is also scheduled and is also expected to post a negative month. It's worth noting that if people are rushing to buy Chinese goods in anticipation of US consumers being taxed more aggressively, the reverse is not happening. Europe and Asia do not appear to be stocking up on US exports in anticipation of tax reprisals. We also have the US consumer in the form of retail sales data. The standard caveat applies that most spending on fun is not captured in retail sales, although the US do add in restaurant spending to the numbers, which few other countries do. Nonetheless, US consumers are expected to spend in line with their economic reality, which is a significant improvement in living standards over the last few years, and not to spend in line with their economic perception, which is somewhat soured. Import and export price data are also due, not hugely important right now, but of increasing relevance as the world braces for trade taxes. Remember that import and export prices do not include the trade tax items. Import prices reflect the price at the dockside. Tariffs will be placed on US consumers after the point of import. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.